This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What we're calling for in this election and in all elections, that we need to have a system that we can be confident in.
Jill Stein wants a recount. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How was your turkey day? Wow, millions of dollars and lots of time. Fair or foul? I pose that question to you, you smart audience. She was the Green Party candidate, if you don't recognize the name. She defended a recount pretty much on Monday anywhere she spoke. She said she wasn't saying that she had hardcore evidence of that, but if it was going to be discovered, it would be discovered in the three states where they're looking. Where are they looking? Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. She's raised over $5 million online for the recount in the state of Wisconsin. They say it's going to cost at least $3.5 million there. They're not going to count until they have the do-re-mi, and that's what they're saying. So technology experts say that you can't tell unless you're actually counting paper votes, she says. And that's the way to do it if you're going to do a recount. So the fundraised money is dedicated to the recount fund. That's it. They don't think there's going to be any money left over because people are saying, well, what if there's money left over? What are you going to do? Will it hold up the inauguration and the official vote for Donald Trump? I mean, that's an intriguing question because if you were to have to recount them, you have a certain day they have to all be in by, and that is December 13th. So the question becomes, does this cause any kind of commotion with this whole recount thing or not? Donald Trump is tweeting out that this is, you know, ridiculous and has been firing back on Twitter really for the last couple of days and beyond that, saying, what proof do you have that there's this fraud, the fraud of the votes? Okay, let's see it. What proof? Donald Trump did not suffer from millions of fraud votes. Journalists, do your job. That's what he said. Then he said, pathetic, you have no sufficient evidence that Donald Trump did not suffer from voter fraud. Shame, bad reporter. And then he said again, there is no question that voter fraud did take place in favor of corrupt Hillary. And then he said, these are all tweets from Donald Trump, President-elect Trump. He said, at Joe Bowman 12 and at Jeff Zelny, he said, just another generic CNN part-time wannabe journalist. CNN still doesn't get it. They will never learn. They will never learn. Jeff Zelny, by the way, responded. He said, good evening. Have been looking for examples of voter fraud. Please send our way. Full-time journalist here still working. So in the meantime, Trump is working on the transition team, and his people are as to who that's going to be. There are positions that are starting to emerge, or potentials that are emerging, and we know that, including now the former general or ex-general Petraeus. Remember what happened with Petraeus in Iraq. So respected he was for what happened there that a lot of Republicans and Democrats, frankly, talked to him about the situation over there. So even though he was tagged with almost going to prison because tripping up with the woman that was writing his biography and having an affair with her, Paula Broadwell, there was questions about mishandling classified information. But Donald Trump said, I just met with General Petraeus, was very impressed. He's a retired general. He left after an hour-long meeting at Trump Tower. That's where most of this is happening. To just share this with you, he admitted sharing classified info with his biographer with whom he was having an affair. That scandal forced him to resign from the CIA in 2012. He was sentenced to 2 years probation. He was fined $100,000 for the unauthorized removal and retention of classified info. So it looked like Trump was leaning toward Mitt Romney as the Secretary of State, but then you have Petraeus that all of a sudden comes in. You have U.S. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, are in the mix for that top position as well. Also, Francis Townsend, a national security aide during the Republican administration of George W. Bush, also met on Monday. So, who knows? There's a lot of positions to be filled, and maybe there's some other position, I don't think for Petraeus, but maybe there's some other positions for some of the names that have been mentioned. All right, the saddest story on the day, and there's no question heading into the week after we just celebrate Thanksgiving, there's something else to add to the list to be thankful for. One hero cop and 11 people who it looks like are going to survive a nasty, despicable, horrific attack on the campus of Ohio State University. A Somalia-born student plowed his car, just like we saw in France, into a group of people on campus, then got out and started stabbing people with a butcher knife before he was shot to death by a cop who told him to put his weapon down. He didn't. Abdul Razak Al-Alitan, born in Somalia, a legal permanent U.S. resident, came here in 2014. Apparently, they don't know this for sure, but he was quoted in the campus newspaper saying he was afraid to pray anywhere on the campus, that he had gone to a community school and they had prayer rooms. He is a Muslim, and said that he felt like he couldn't do that. So he drove his Honda over a curb outside an engineering classroom building and then began knifing people. A campus officer nearby, thank goodness because of a gas leak, was there, shot him in less than a minute. Just shot him. Everybody was shouting, run, run, run. They heard the car's engine revving. Most of the injured were hurt by car. Two were stabbed. The Columbus police chief, Kim Jacobs, said at a news conference, I think we have to consider that it's a terrorist act. Congressman Adam Schiff from California, the top Dem on the House Intelligence Committee, said that while the bloodshed is still under investigation, it bears all the hallmarks of a terror attack carried out by someone who may have been self-radicalized. You know, the biggest threat in the United States, we know this, we've had lots of the people on that I respect who are steeped in the information telling us it's lone wolf attackers. And they are very capable of going after people, and obviously this guy did. A third-year logistics management student just transferred from Columbus State in the fall. Said he was looking for a place to pray openly, worried about how he would be received. Wow. Awful. And this goes to the whole thing about arming people on campus, even. Immediately it was on lockdown. Active shooter situation was the protocol for it, for the stabbing and plowing over the people. Stay with us. More on that attack and a plane crash with Brazilian soccer players next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Christmas, can you believe it? 2016, almost in the bag. Wow. A new president, a new era with President-elect Trump, and a lot of conversation about transitions. This attack at Ohio State, we're talking about that. Immigration, one of the big question marks that looms as to what is going to happen in this next presidency. And here's the answer. I mean, this guy was legal, but the Somalia community, as we heard from Bob Ney, just crazy huge and a lot of problems, a lot of, as you would expect in that kind of situation. And he talked about that. So we'll be very curious as to see. Not more than curious, concerned, just to see what happens there. We're talking about the recount stuff as well. Wisconsin says there's going to be a speedy recount if they do it. Trump wins Michigan. That's what they say, that he won. Michigan state officials just released that on Monday. And then there is the sad story of a plane crash. It happened in Colombia. And Brazilian soccer players, the soccer team, on the plane. So a little bit fuzzy as to the specifics, because apparently I say fuzzy because some of the people in that plane may have survived the crash. And I've got people that are sending me information as to what they're finding out. But a plane carrying a Brazilian football team crashed in Colombia. 70 people were on that plane, and they crashed at the Medellin International Airport there, so they're responding to all of it. It's about, I'm just trying to think in my head. It's been a very long time since I've been in that direction, but it's a pretty small airport, but this was a charter plane, took off from Bolivia, and they were expected to play in the Copa Sudamerica finals on Wednesday in Medellin, but obviously that's not going to happen. And it's a question of, are the rumors, or what I'm hearing, how many people could have survived? Did people survive that crash? You know, one can only hope that that's what's going on there. All right, Creme de la Creme. He has changed his name in honor of a changing of the guard. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, happy belated thanks. Well, not belated because you're still probably carrying some Thanksgiving.
That's hilarious. Yes, it was a very good Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, goodness gracious. I got 10 pounds loose. Anyhow, that's why it ain't belated, because I'm still carrying it.
That's funny.
Anyhow, I do have a preempt Christmas thing. You know, these ugly Christmas sweaters. They got a lot of contests out there, and they're looking for, you know, a lot of winners, prizes, and all this stuff. Well, I come up with the worst one, but I won't make it. You know, there's even sites where you can have your own made. But on the front of it, you know how they do, like, the little white stars and X's in the background? Okay. I'd have that on top. Then underneath that, I'd have the caption that say, Cowboys, let me see, I almost forgot it. Cowboys enjoy the horses, and then triple X underneath it. And then on the back, you know the cards that are like 3D holograms?
Yes.
Okay, I'd do like kind of an animation. That way, you know, you can see Rudolph's nose go on and off. And on the back it says, this is how Santa and Rudolph pump up for Christmas. I'll let y'all think about that one.
I got it. That's funny.
But, you know, I'm almost ready to go back to Graham de la Graham now, Kate.
I know.
I mean, first off, it's Trump that I'm mad at. He come out with a comment that about the FDA and the EPA, you know, the regulatory systems, that for every single good law he passes, he's going to get rid of two bad ones.
Right.
Well, who's to determine what's bad?
Right, that's a good point.
This is a totally foul statement he shouldn't have made. And he's made two of them so far. Now, what he should have come out with is, we're going to look at all the regulatory systems, and we're going to look at the regulations and the laws, and we're going to revamp them to where they're constitutional, they serve the public, and not the special interest groups. That's what he should have said.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the second thing is like you brought up, this revoting. Well, he shouldn't have even invited the Democrats into a debate about it. Did I not hear Hillary concede to Trump? Come on, Donald.
I know.
The election's over. That's all he needs to make the statement. She conceded.
Who cares?
The election's over.
Yeah.
Don't give him anywhere to go.
Right.
Oh, man.
I agree. Don't give him anywhere to go. Don't give him any ammunition.
Now, it would be nice if we didn't have tragedy over the holidays, but you're always going to have that. And
yeah.
It's sad with the shooting and the stabbings and the plane down. And You know, I'm praying that maybe one holiday, maybe this Christmas, let's all pray that we have a clean, free, and joyous holiday.
No kidding. Hear, hear. I agree. Let's pray to that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know, that's pretty much, you know, where I'm standing right now, because
I agree.
I want to stay creme de la creme. I want to be happy. I want to be productive.
I gotcha. Exactly. That's what we want, right? Don't we all want that? We want, that's why we live in the United States of America and feel very lucky that we do. Let's keep it that way.
Hey, we can get our backyard cleaned up and looking nice. Everybody else will jump in on the bandwagon.
I agree. I agree. That's what happens. Lemmings in a good way instead of a negative way for once.
Oh, yeah.
Follow something positive.
That's what brought the wall down. You don't know how many chills that was to serve over there, know that communists existed, but yet know it was all already on its downside.
Right.
I talked to even several communists, you know, and you know, they were depressed, you know. I'm talking about spies and stuff, military, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, when we had the initial part of it, I forgot what they called it, but you know, the black ops and everything, you know, the spies
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
I forgot exactly what to call it, but they had a job. But
yeah.
toward the end, with their commie being defeated because we ignored them and we let them, you know, just die on their own, shut them off, cut them off, you know, let them know we exist, you know, but they, you know, just went downhill until they had to give in. That's what we got to do with the Middle East and these terrorists.
Yeah.
Just get out of there, cut them off. And
I agree, cut them off. Yeah, you're right. Now, why even, don't be in the middle of that, absolutely.
Why should we lose another American life?
I know, I can't even imagine being the parent of anybody who lost their life in some of the tragic scenarios that we saw and see keep happening there.
Yep. And, you know, when it comes to the politicians and the CEOs, you know, cut them off, too.
Yeah.
They're just as much at fault for this mess because, you know, hey, I got stock in weapon manufacturers. Hey, I got to worry about this. I got, you know, give me a break.
Exactly. I agree. Give me a break. Well said. I agree. Give me a break. I mean, think about your fellow man.
Well, this is the whole reason we put Trump in office, is to shake this mess up and get rid
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we expect, and that's what we want to see. We want to see if this is what you know, we're at the craps table, and this is what a lot of people are. Well, all of us are hoping for that for sure. Creme de la creme. Thank you. Keep the faith, brother. Coming up on the flip side. More odds and ends on the day next on APN.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
The FBI is assisting with local and the campus police. The Columbus police are the lead investigators. We're helping at the highway patrol with any of the things that need to be investigated.
All right, that was Kasich today, John Kasich, governor of Ohio, when it all unfolded on the Ohio State campus, went into lockdown mode. What happened was several people were plowed over when a Honda suddenly behind them jumped a curb, went all, you know, crashed into them. And then the passenger, or the driver, not the passenger, driver jumped out and started stabbing people with a butcher knife. We now know he's Somalian, said that he was supposedly to the newspaper months and months ago that he was fearful for praying in public because he had come from a small university where they had Muslim prayer rooms. He was killed when he refused to drop the butcher knife by a hero cop who happened to be right there as he was looking into a gas leak. Thank goodness for that officer. Thinking quickly, asking for the weapon, no response, boom, down. And now it's picking up the pieces on that campus. Luckily, it looks as though everyone survives. thank goodness, but the severity of the injuries, you know, who knows as to that. And then looking for motivations, but finding what he had said in the newspaper is sounding like a motivator. And what is, what, you know, what does this all come down to? People said he could hear him revving up the car, and people started to run. And luckily, there was a quick reaction once he had jumped out of the car, especially because you could see what was the bedlam that was going on. All right, as we zig and zag in a couple of quick directions here, I always say, you know, what's buzzworthy on the day? What are you talking about in your neighborhood, whether you're in Washington, New Jersey, Florida, Iowa, someplace in between in the great state of Texas or wherever? And, of course, Christmas means Christmas lights. Did you have to go up into an attic, go into the basement, go into my mother? This is what it used to be in my house when I was a kid. Would you go up into the eaves and get the boxes down? Oh, I dreaded it. I dreaded it because my uncles had built the upstairs and it was fine. My brother and I had two separate rooms on this upstairs section. But the eaves went the whole way of the attic, right? And when you'd go in there, it was so dark. And trying to find these, she was very organized, but trying to find these giant boxes was so, she must have had, oh my gosh, my mom must have had 1,000 ornaments. That was her thing from the time we were kids, just collected ornaments, and people brought her ornaments, and there's so many ornaments, but pulling them up and down the steps and going into the eaves, that was just my, you know, bah humbug. That was my dreaded assignment. Plus, I thought I was going to fall through. There were a couple of areas where my Uncle John, where you just had, it was like blank. Oh, okay, this looks great up here. It's gorgeous, except for this one little area where I see the Owens Corning stuff right there. But where is the board? What happened to that board over there? And it just reminded me, seeing as I was walking a dog today in my neighborhood, I saw people struggling with lights because they were untangling them. I don't know what the answer is to tangled lights, but I guess there's a neat way to roll them up or put them together, but doesn't seem as though many of us are very good about that. So it is officially the holiday season, which means you see people running around like maniacs trying to scoop up presents. On Thanksgiving Day, I was running an errand, and I saw the funniest thing near a mall near me, and you might relate to this, or maybe you're one of these people in this crowd. I was thinking, when was the last time, and think about this, when was the last time you lined up for something, and how long was that line? I'm not blessed with great patience. I'm patient with people, but, you know, I'm not going to be waiting in some long line for something, especially something to do with a mall. But I noticed that there was a JCPenney's and a Macy's, and it was like the two lines had met. There was like hundreds of people in line. I was like, what are they giving away? Are they giving out 55-inch TVs for $100? You know, they call them doorbusters, but it's only really the first 10 people that are going to get that. And I guess that's the reason why, but I could not believe the amount of people that I saw standing in line. I guess they thought whatever they were going to get, they thought it was worth it. So whoever had to fling open the doors, oh, what was that like? Massive run, right? A massive run. All right, and what's up with this nutball? A passenger pulled the plane's emergency exit at the Bush Airport in Houston, jumped out of the ramp level of the plane. It happened on Monday. It happened in the afternoon. She was transported for medical evaluation, of course. They're not revealing her identity, but apparently she pulled the emergency exit on the overwing, got onto the wing, and then jumped to the ground. And they said, somebody said they could hear over the system, "We got a runner." You know, like in a movie, "We got a runner." So suddenly there was somebody running. And there's this woman running around on the tarmac away from the plane. It's just, wow. So who knows? I mean, somebody even filmed it. So you're there on the plane, and all of a sudden that happens. That would be scary, though, wouldn't it? It would be scary because they've got to investigate that. So there goes the plane, wherever you're headed. And scary because you don't know what's happening. You know, somebody's opening the exit. So what does that mean? That's buzzworthy. That's scary. And it's like a scene from a movie that you only see really action heroes doing that. And I saw the little clips of it, and there was a woman just running on the tarmac. So you can imagine the pilots' conversations as they're watching that. Like, what is happening here? Did she just, you know, freak out and decide, I'm getting off this plane for whatever reason? Then you're the person on the plane, so there's the question. So are they going back? They have to re-rack everything, and you're trying to figure out what happened there. And, of course, you know what they're telling you. Everything's going to be okay. We have no details on the incident, but we're going to reroute the plane. We're going to get you on another plane, or we're just taking a break here at the door to figure out the situation. I mean, whatever they're going to say. But you would be a little freaked. I think I'd be just a little bit freaked. Because all of a sudden it would just scare you to see that door go flying open and then see somebody on the wing. All right, this to me is the most significant thing on the day besides the shooter at Ohio State, the smart cop that got him down immediately. Luckily, he was right there so that less people would be hurt or killed. That thing unfolding the way it did, thank goodness, because he acted quickly. So sad that this bus accident that killed all those kids, those five little kids in Chattanooga. Now they're saying that there were all kinds of complaints prior to this fatal school bus crash about the bus driver. So it's six kids that died in that. And students, parents, faculty, they were worried about the driver. A principal even expressed some concern over Jonathan Walker's driving twice in the weeks before the crash, claiming he was trying to injure the kids. And a parent responded to the complaints that he had cursed at the kids and tried to hurt them with his driving. Wow. And they let him still drive? So the 24-year-old was driving the kids home from school when his bus slammed into a tree at a massive amount of speed, so much so that the bus split in half on impact. 37 kids were on the bus, 6 of them, 6 to 10 years old, died. Dozens were injured, and the city is still trying to grapple with this. So, of course, what he's going to face, you know, multiple vehicular homicide charges, charges of reckless endangerment, all that kind of stuff. Walker had been in 2 accidents 2 months prior to that, had a bunch of complaints, children riding the bus about whether the children were safe or not. And then, of course, what happens? Wow. I mean, how sad is that? And you know what's it's terrible that on the scene when this happened, when this accident happened, and the kids that were okay or hurt a little, they were trying to identify themselves, but they were too young to identify themselves. So they barely knew the basics. They barely knew what to tell when they, you know, what's your name, where do you live, who are your parents. They knew basic information, not the whole story, because they were too young. You know how you learn all that? They were in the process of learning that. Some of them were so young, kindergarten kids. And why they let this kid, I can't imagine this bus company, I mean, why they would, with that many complaints, especially, I mean, cursing at the kids, all that kind of stuff, are you kidding me? What a tragedy. I'm sure they're in investigating this. Can you imagine the lawsuits? But lawsuits don't bring back children. They don't bring back dead kids. And those parents have to live with that. Those families, that school, they have to live with that. They made complaints. I mean, even in the school records, they had at least 2 students wrote letters saying they were concerned about their safety. What? Wow. With us coming up next, my pal Mark Goldman stops by for an interesting conversation about publicity. Seems everybody wants some. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This time around on Out of the Park, I want to introduce you to Mark Goldman. He's the co-founder and media relations specialist at Goldman McCormick in New York City. He comes from an interesting background, court TV, radio, Sirius, satellite radio, a lot of business talk radio, a lot of experience. And boy, has the landscape changed. So I thought it'd be fun to have Mark join us. Mark, first of all, thanks so much for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure to be on your program today, Kate. Thank you.
So how tough is it to get heard these days when you think you've got something that you're speaking about that's revolutionary, you've got a great book, whatever the idea is, whatever your platform is, how tough is it to get noticed with the way the media landscape has changed?
Fantastic question. You know, it's not hard to get noticed if you have the right kind of topic, if it's relatable into the news, and you have the right PR person.
Yeah, and you think you know, people debate about that, as you know. There's a thought that goes around that, well, you know, you can get publicity on your own. You can call newsrooms, you can hit up newspapers, you can get in touch with bloggers, and you can do that. But what I've found is, honestly, through my own survey that I've done with a lot of my friends, etc., is that there is no definite way to skin the cat, and it's tough to do it on your own.
Absolutely. When you know what? When you hire a public relations firm, you're kind of hiring their relationships, and they build these relationships just like we do. We build these relationships for many, many years, whether it be taking producers out and making friends with them, you know, just spreading the word, networking, doing the right thing, and giving them great guests over the years.
Do you think there's more opportunity now than ever, or less opportunity?
You know what? There's different opportunities now. There's a lot of different opportunities out there now. Yes, some of the media is getting smaller, like printed newspapers, but then other media, like website sort of articles and radio shows and television shows, are picking up. And radio is so important. And majority of public relations companies in America really don't pay attention to radio. However, we do. We come from big radio backgrounds, and it's so important to be on radio. I cannot begin to stress it, but, you know, I should be telling you that, right?
So why is it important to be on radio?
So many people listen to radio. So many people either listen in their car, listen on their smartphones, listen at home. Radio, you know, is so important. I just can't stress it enough. There's so many people listening to radio, even though, you know, professionals will tell you, oh, they're listening to Pandora, and they're listening to their MP3s, and they're listening to this, that, and the other. I don't know. I kind of think it's rubbish and it's old school.
All right. So if you're pitching radio, you're pitching any other form of media, what's a quick tip? Is it important? You know, people struggle with what kind of email they should write, and a lot of times it tends to be a very long email, and then the subject line usually I find is very dry from somebody, from my point of view, for people listening, that gets a lot of pitches. What's something you got to look out for?
You got to keep as a former producer and now a publicist and PR guru, you got to keep everything short and simple. You also have to tie it into the news. It's got to be very newsworthy to get somebody's attention in the subject line. As far as what you're sending somebody, keep it super, super short, a quick bio, a few talking points, and why it's so important, and some contact information, and that's it. You know, just keep it simple, keep it short.
What's the biggest mistake people make when they do go after their own PR?
I think you brought it up just a moment ago. People, when they're trying to get on radio, get on TV, get in the newsprint, they send these overwhelming pitches to producers, and then they call 100 times. You never want to upset a producer or upset a host, because it will your relationship will end quickly.
Yeah, and the calling thing probably isn't good at all. I think that most people don't even answer their phones anymore.
Absolutely, absolutely. Email, super, super important. Make sure you don't get on the spam list, because, you know what, if you do your own PR and you send out hundreds and thousands of emails, you're going to get on the spam list, and these people are never even going to get your pitch.
Yeah. So we keep it short, you keep it simple, you don't bug the producer or the radio host or the television host or whatnot.
Absolutely.
Is another mistake, is it not knowing who you're pitching? Because I find that, and maybe some other people can relate to this, that they get pitches from people that don't even know what your show is about or don't even realize what it is that you cover.
That is probably by far the greatest point you brought up during this interview. And I'll give you a great story, a real quick great story with that. Jane Velez Mitchell used to be a nationally syndicated television host on HLN, CNN sister station. It's been known, and also because we know her as well, she's a former alcoholic, she's been in recovery, and for a while she was getting pitches from a PR company, not our company, thankfully, for a brand new beer. You know, so you really have to know your audience, you have to know who your host is, and you have to pitch correctly, because pitching a beer company to a recovering alcoholic will definitely get you on the blacklist.
Yeah, I can understand that. So, okay, so there's more opportunity. You just have to know what you're doing. You have to keep it short. You have to know who it is that you're pitching to. That completely makes sense. What about the kind of stories if it's not doesn't have a news hook and is like you say it has to be connected to what's going on in the news? If you want to get noticed for something that you do yourself, so you want to be like you're a thought leader and somehow you've got to come up with something creative. How do you do that?
You know what? I think you could kind of keep it like as an evergreen or very generic. You could always tie something into a holiday. There's always some kind of awareness month going on, whether it be autism awareness or stress awareness or, hey, Kate Delaney Day. You know, you gotta figure out something. There's always a kind of a spin that you could use. It's spring, it's fall, it's winter. Something is always going on. You could always tie your message in. You just got to be creative and think out of the box.
All right, be creative. And as you know, we can only imagine. There is more opportunities. You got to figure out what those opportunities are. But people, producers and reporters, with the way things have changed, are getting pummeled by all kinds of people, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's crazy. You know what? Just keep your message on point. Hire a good public relations person. Hey, I would love everybody to hire me, but I get it. They want to hire other people, too. So, you know what? Do the right thing. Make sure all your ducks are in a row, and you'll be good.
All right. Mark Goldman, thank you so much. You can check him out at goldmanmccormick.com. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
All right, so again, I think what Mark said is right on point. As somebody who's a reporter for a living, the things that you have to look for are the hooks and knowing, as we've talked about, who you're pitching. So what are you hooking them in with? Are you hooking them to a certain day? Obviously, holidays are easy. If it's a special day that's been created, like Grandparents' Day or Mother's Day or Father's Day or whatever it might be, not necessarily even just the traditional holiday, look for those angles. If there's something dramatic that has happened, if there's a recall, a food recall, and you're in the health world, or you've got some other way to connect yourself, do it. That's what you want to do. I say this all the time. People aren't aware of what's happening in the world. You know, you get busy, we get in our bubbles. I get it. I certainly, shockingly, have been there occasionally in my life. But you want to know what the top stories are. You want to know what people are talking about. What's buzzworthy? How are you buzzworthy? That's what I say to people. How are you buzzworthy? And how do you plug into what the narrative is? And this can be, by the way, locally, regionally, nationally. You could be out speaking somewhere and there's something happening right where you're speaking and it ties in nicely to where you happen to be, what you're speaking about. Maybe you invite the media person there if it can completely makes sense, because that's the other thing. If you're speaking at a big event, that can be the central point of wherever it is you are. And maybe it's not. Maybe it's just whatever the issue is that's being tackled, or the theme. Theme might be a better way to put it. A lot of conventions have themes, and the themes tie into whatever it is that is at the moment the heartbeat of that particular area or nationally, and that's what you want to tie into. Thus, you create this attention for the event where you are, so that's a win-win all the way around. The key is, there's no doubt, the key is what Mark said, is to keep it simple, to make it on point. Make sure you know who you are pitching, not to harass them with way too many phone calls, because as we all know in our own worlds, it's about texts and emails and other ways to communicate for the most part. So don't do that, and you'll have a great chance at getting your message out there and perhaps hitting it out of the park.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.